Schumer and Flame Retardants. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. New York's U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer recently proposed legislation to ban the use of 10 toxic flame retardants in children's products and home furniture. Flame retardants have long been known to do more harm than good when it comes to their use in upholstered furniture. Though ineffective at slowing flames, they are highly effective at leaching toxins known to cause cancer, hormone disruption, and neurological problems. Children are at greater risk than adults because they are still developing and tend to come into closer contact with treated products. Flame retardants are found in everything from nursing pillows and changing table pads to crib mattresses and children's pajamas. A recent study by Duke University and the Environmental Working Group found children's exposure to be, on average, 5 times that of their mothers. Firefighters are also at risk. When flame retardant-treated furniture, electronics, and building materials ignite, they release dangerous levels of cancer-causing chemicals into the air. In addition to banning the 10 riskiest flame retardants, Schumer's bill would require the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission to evaluate other retardants for potential health hazards, with special attention on their threat to children, pregnant women, and firefighters. It's concerning that known toxins continue to be used in household products and furniture, especially goods manufactured specifically for children. Their use is currently so pervasive that they're difficult to avoid. Thankfully, the tide is turning. California's governor recently signed a bill to require furniture manufacturers to label products containing flame retardants. Until broader changes are adopted, hand washing, especially before eating, can help reduce exposure in children. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.